We come now to the vicious and vocal volition of the man of sin, the ruler of the Roman Empire in the last days. Now, I'm reading verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. He shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that that is determined shall be done. Now, at this point, history ends as far as we are concerned, and prophecy begins. The text passes from a vile person to a vicious character, moving over a bridge of unmeasured time. Antiochus Epiphanes, he was a contemptible person, but he could not measure up to the king described in this section right here through verse 39. He was an adumbration of Antichrist. And Antichrist apparently is not only going to rise in the geographical bounds of the Roman Empire, but the geographical bounds of the ancient Grecian Empire. I believe that this passage of Scripture indicates that. Now, as we've indicated in our little book on who is Antichrist, that there is the political Antichrist, the one that's mentioned here. He is a Gentile that's raised up in the Roman Empire, but there will be a religious Antichrist. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's exactly the picture given of him. And he will pretend to be Christ, and he arises out of that land. Now, Antichrist is given many names. He's called, for instance, the bloody and deceitful man. And Dr. Dwight Pentecost, in his book, Things to Come, he quotes Arthur Pink in giving some of the, I think there are about 30 some odd names that are given to Antichrist. He has more aliases than anyone in the Mafia has. He is called the spoiler. He's called the branch of the terrible ones, the profane wicked prince, the willful king, the idle shepherd, the man of sin, the son of perdition, Antichrist, the lawless one, and the beast. He's got quite a few names. Now, he is self-willed. That is one of the things that he's noted for. He shall do according to his will, and he'll exalt himself. He lacks all humility. Now, how contrary this is to the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the Lord Jesus made this statement. He says, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Now, the little horn, and that's another name for Antichrist here. He's the little horn of Daniel 7, and he tries to be a big horn. He'll exalt himself. And how unlike the Lord Jesus that is. You remember it was said of him, Paul wrote, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, though being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But this one will magnify himself above every god. That is the way he'll be identified. In 2 Thessalonians 2:4, Paul says this of him, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that's called God, or that is worship, so that he is God sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the picture of him. And we're told in Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. These are the marks. He's in a blasphemous rebellion against God, and it marks him out as the willful king, come to do his own will. He exalts himself. What a picture this is of him. And he is opposed to God. Now he'll prosper for a time, until the indignation be accomplished. He is the typical representative of that which is against God. In fact, that which is our old nature. You and I have a nature that the Bible describes like this. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Here is the picture of that old nature that you and I have, and that will be epitomized and be brought to pass when this one appears, and that will be humanism carried to the nth degree. And the carnal mind will turn to that individual. We are beginning, I say beginning, I think it's always been true, when men begin to choose their own rulers and leaders, what kind of man do they choose? One that's generally like they are. And that's the reason that you and I are getting such sorry leaders that are in the world today. You look around you in every department today. The leadership of the world is frightful. Well, they are the kind of folk we picked out. The Lord, you remember right here in Daniel said, I'll set over them the basest of rulers. Now, this is the Antichrist who will appear in the end times.